Well, they claim the legislature is down their neck. And they are very, what it really is that some of the little folks, you know, in the bureaucracy have found that they can throw monkey wrenches in things by just saying, no, you must have this sign and you must do it. And so they're going to follow the letter of the law. If a certain regulation says certain things, you got to stand on your left foot in the right corner of that building number 75. I mean, this is just the way they do. And they just, and that's the reason we had to get the tape recorder goofed up and pieces of it in various places. No telling, we'll never get all the equipment back together. And he's had a hard time assembling it because of this very thing. You have to have the original and 49,000 copies of everything. And then it's lost. Well, you never send it over here. Well, what do you mean?
You can't get transcripts out of that school either. I've been trying to get my transcripts sent down here. I've been trying for 6 months and I can't get them. Don't send them.
Well, that, I thought they got those very quickly. Well, when you go up there sometime, can you go by the office?
Well, I
and
send
get
them a check, and I figure if they cash my check, they'd better have my transcripts. So
well,
I'm waiting now to hear from them.
The trouble I had getting my average, my graduation average, because it makes a difference when you're getting into some different particular graduate schools or getting a job, what your graduation average was. I never could find out what it was. Well, I finally found out I had a 3.5 average, which I was just delighted. But the point is, I didn't get honors. I mean, I didn't get distinction or anything else on my diploma. And when you have a 3.5 overall average, you're supposed to get honors. Well, so that sounds silly for somebody 47 years old to worry about that. But I did feel like...
It does matter now.
Yeah. And after all these years, you know, I just was sort of embarrassed to fuss about it. But still, I got it in October. I found out what it was. And then only by keeping on going back and going, the lady finally says, Miss Respice, you know, I'm getting the way you're not, we're getting to be good friends. I said, yes, we sure are, and I appreciate your being so nice, but I said, I still want to know what my dirt average is.
Still, give me the answer.
Yeah.
Did you want to go to graduate school education here
in reading? I got everything in but my transcripts. My Wesleyan's got. Wesleyan sent them in July.
Gosh.
They had them in July. And Georgia State.
Well, just like I wrote to Duke for mine, and that came the next day. I didn't think
well,
the time the mail
get
that back.
Well,
but I sent Georgia State so much money.
Won't they let you enter without your transcript?
No, because on my application, you have to list all the schools you've been to. Well, I graduated from Wesleyan, then I went and I got teacher certification, which is still undergraduate at Georgia State. Then I started work on my master's at Georgia State.
And so,
so
in order to what
I
was trans...
Well, I didn't even care because I only had 10. So I just, I mean, you know, that's almost start, you might as well start over. You know, and so I asked them, I said, look, they'll never get in, can't you just take my Wesleyan? They said, no, we've got to have the whole thing. So I've got to wait for see, and what I'm trying, I have to send them $2, $1 for my undergraduate transcripts and another $1 for my graduate transcripts.
From Georgia State.
From Georgia State. And so this might be the hang-up. They've got to go back and pull out both transcripts.
But still, you wouldn't think that.
Now, they're having the same folder. It's not that much difference.
But Jane, let me tell you something. I didn't get paid until the end of the quarter because of the fact that they couldn't seem to find the pay records. And they seemed to send them to various places in the school. And it seems that this project was being funded out of Urban Life. Well, when I finally found that out, I got in touch with somebody down there. I wasn't just bugging them to death about it, but I realized that it'd get lost forever. I mean, you know.
Yes, you know, and then they'd write you, we'd cancel the check because it wasn't cashed
well,
in 90 days.
It was like or something, you know. Big joke. And, well, I finally did manage to get it. So kind of found this nice girl in the Urban Life office, and she was just real sweet, and she ran it down for me. And it was in some place up on the fourth floor.
Well, what did they do?
Yeah, they didn't. I said, well, you know, I would have paid them the 8 cents to send it in the mail.